USA News Update. CNN reports a lawyer for former Vice President Mike Pence has found about a dozen documents labeled as classified in Pence's home in Indiana. The lawyer has turned over the papers to the FBI, which is investigating. Police in Yakima, Washington are hunting for whomever shot and killed three people at a convenience store early this morning.
It appears to be a random situation. There was no apparent conflict between the parties. The male just walked in and started shooting.
This happened just hours after seven were shot and killed at two small farms south of San Francisco. The suspect in that case then drove to a police station and surrendered. A former FBI agent accused of working for Russian oligarchs is free on $500,000 bond. Charles McGonigal is accused of taking bribes from an Albanian spy while still working for the Bureau, then helping a Russian oligarch after he retired. Rich Johnson, USA News.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about five times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Streaming only on Peacock. From the mind of Rian Johnson, the writer-director of Knives Out.
Miss Kale, you've got this gift. It's always known the truth.
I only know if something is a lie. The real trick of it is to figure out why.
Natasha Lyonne is Charlie Kale.
There wasn't an accident. I think there's been a murder.
You watch too much Dateline.
A new 10-part mystery series.
Rolls on my fender. I gotta keep moving.
Been kind of a death magnet.
Poker Face, streaming January 26th, only on Peacock.